A lot of guys are disappointed right now, and rightfully so. The game continues to teach us tough lessons that we have to learn from in a hurry and fix.
In the last drive, you got a guy who ran out of bounds, and out of bounds at 5 o'clock. You got to see the play for the Eagles. Was that not the right play then?
Well, we were right on the sticks on fourth down there, so we had a chance to convert on third down. If we converted there, it would have gave us an opportunity to get in field goal range on one more play. So we still had a chance to win the ball game at that point.
How much did some of the mistakes at the end hurt, like Jerry holding that guy, the punt, the Flowers penalty? Do they all add up at the end?
Yeah, I mean, everything adds up in this league. You know, the more things you can have in your favor by the time the ball game's over, the better chance you have to win. And seven penalties, too many yards. The tempo worked for us as an offense. In the ball game, it helped us, but we had too many formation infractions there that hurt us, and too many penalties, and makes it tough to win that way.
What did you see on the play with Malcolm Jenkins, the penalty out on Adele? Should that have been more harsh? Did you see it around his neck and around
his back? I saw it from a distance. Obviously, I didn't see it up close and personal. I'll have to take a look at the tape.
Were you not allowed to challenge the Shepherd catch that they called no catch in the end zone?
It was in under 2 minutes, correct?
Yeah. What happened there at the end?
I'm trying to figure out what a touchdown catch is and what isn't a touchdown catch right now. I thought we had a couple opportunities to have touchdowns, but we have to go take a look at the tape, send it in, and get feedback from the league.
Were you told on that it was because he didn't keep the ball on the ground?
Yeah, they said he dropped the ball and he went out of bounds. Is the information I got.
What happened there? Play where it looks like Shepherd had two or three steps after he caught the ball, and maybe two or three steps out of bounds before he went down and was juggling.
That's what, six steps?
Is that a touchdown in your mind?
Again, I'll have to look at the tape. Like I said, I thought it was a touchdown. I was surprised it wasn't.
What about the Rendon?
But you have to, you go to the ground, you got to have the ball. You have to get up with the ball.
You have two more plays after that. What happened there? One more play, right?
Yeah. We were close. We thought we may have a chance to just sneak one in there with the back. Didn't work out. Wish I had that one back again.
Jerry, what can you share about your pregame discussions or maybe even last night with your team, you know, regarding the president's comments and just some of the linked arms and a couple guys who dealt? What can you tell us about?
We talked about a pregame and, opened it up that we could stand united as a team. It seems like the message that we're getting from the White House is they're trying to create division. In this league, whether it's with the team or within the league or whatever the case may be, and doing things on an individual basis, maybe playing into their hands. So sticking together as a football team, again, going back to the message, we practice empathy here. I believe in it, and I'm not sure how much the president can empathize with our players in the way that they grew up. They grew up a lot different than a lot of people. Some tougher than others, but I think empathy is the key message here. Choose understanding over judgment.
Ben, even with the up-tempo to not score in the first half and you couldn't get a tough yard when you needed it, how do you explain just the offensive futility?
Well, we put enough points on the board, I felt, to win today. We felt just short.
We had a chance to
score more, and we didn't handle the ball well enough to do so. So we left some points out there on the field. We need to go back to work and come up with some more points next week.
And any disappointment in the nature of Odell's celebration?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to see what took place there.
Do you have a discipline problem? I mean, the penalties, the touchdowns, the penalties late in the game.
I mean, we don't want to be kicking off from the 20-yard line. That's not smart football. That's part of our problem right now. We're not playing smart enough football.
Did you say anything to Odell after that?
Keep our personal conversations personal.
Got any concern, with unity being the team of the day? It seems like us, are you concerned about your team sticking together now?
No, we have talented men of integrity. Of course, guys, when you get denied something, or you're disappointed, or things are delayed, you're irritable. And we're all irritable right now, and rightfully so.
Ben, how serious is Vernon's ankle, do you know?
I don't know. I don't know yet.
With regard to the Odell celebration, it looked like he pretended to be a dog going to the bathroom on the field. What is your reaction to the other coach and your players doing that?
Next question.
Anything else?
Ben, you're 0-3 after some of your more prominent players called this a must-win. Are you angry? Are you concerned about the future of this season?
Our first win keeps getting delayed. We're not playing well enough to win as a football team. We're irritable. We need to find a way to win a game. It's not going to get any easier.
What would you have said if someone told you you were going to start the season on time?
Let's get ready for game 4. That's what we have to do.